Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumas Daf Tzadik Zayin in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Asiri in the middle of Halacha Vav. We're starting the second line in Amud Aleph. Rechi Ben Uri, Yomer Gemara quotes the Mishnah that Rechi Ben Uri spoke about COVID, about liver. He said the liver spits out taste but does not absorb taste. Says the Gemara of Yomer Abayi, of Yomer asked, Shoko B'cholavmo, what happens if you cook the liver with milk? Do you say that by milk also you don't, the kovet, the liver does not absorb the taste? I think more does not answer this question. Rav Zeiro lo'ochal kovet miyomav. They don't want to eat the liver because the liver always spits blood and it maybe absorbs some of the blood back. So says the Gemara, shalko rabo v'ochalei. So Rabo said he cooked it in a certain way. He put it into hot water and made sure that it became dry and is not any more poilant blood. He knew how to do it in a way that now there's no chash, the blood was absorbed in this liver. Someone says he didn't cook it, he salted it, and the salt takes away the blood, and that's how he was able to machshir the liver and feed it to Rab Zeiro. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Chel Monosu B'Rishu Bulea, that the egg, even though it has a shell, it swallows not only the egg itself, but even the chelmon, even the yolk also swallows. Meaning even the white of the egg, the egg whites, is berleah. So of course, if the yolk is berleah, so the white is also berleah. Yitzchak Rablo b'shem Shimon Lokish. Beitzi sheshoko numotza be'em efreach b'noi sentam. If someone cooked eggs, and then he finds that there is a dead efreach, dead chick in it, which is meat, so then you have to do noi sentam. Meaning if you have more eggs, 60 times more than the efreach, it's okay. And if not like any other noi sentam. Zeiro b'shirin by Abba b'shabi yichonon. So Reb Zeiro, in the name of Shirin by Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yichonon, and Reb Zeiro Ado by Gershon, and the Kiru of Levi by Palto, in the name of Zoken Echod b'shem Rebbe, said the following chiddush: Shishi ve'achaz asuroi, shishi v'shtayim mutorois. Even though usually by Isurim, when you have 60 of Eter and one of Isur, it's bottle, it's canceled, and it's mutter. By eggs, you need to have what? You have to have one extra. That's 60 plus 1, 61. You have to have 61 plus 1, total of 62. Why is that so? Because eggs are different sizes of eggs. And some eggs are larger, some eggs are smaller. So that's why we're more machmir by eggs. To add one more to the mix, you need to have another extra egg to do the bitul. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachushua bar Yonason said, he eat adoch chavrenu lefreinu, adoch our friend, testify in front of us, b'shishim. 60 is enough, you don't have to have 61. Meaning you need to have a 61 in order to have a bitul. 60 of heter and one of iser. So if you have more than 60, 61, you have the bitul, you're good, you don't have to have 62. Pashtas Shirin Barvo is Shirin Bar Abba that we mentioned before. Shirin Bar Abba before sending Rav Yechanon, they need to have one extra. So he told him, you said that you need one extra, you have to have a 62 in order to have a bitul. And we have another Shmuel that says only 61. And the way Reb Chaim explains, because both Shmuels are coming from Rav Ado, they're both quoting the same person. So the Chur, it seems to be a stira. I'm telling you what I heard, they're saying what they heard. Yes, we have here a problem. The question on the Shmuel, who heard right? But there's two different Shmuels, each one says what he heard. There was a story that happened in front of Amliel, the son of Rebbe. He says, my father was not matir in 47, and I should be matir in 45, because the story was, they were trying to ask, can you be mevatel egg with 45? He says, my father did not even allow 47, so of course I'm not going to allow 45. The way we explain it, that's the way Reb Chaim says that's the explanation of the Pei Moshe. And according to this explanation, a little hard to understand. What is the Gemara saying? Nobody mentioned 47 or 45. So are we mentioning here these numbers? I have to say there's some people that want it, there's some shitas that hold that you could do less. And the Gemara just says, we're now Matthew 47, now Matthew 45. But according to the Mara Puldot, according to the Rash Sirilo, the Gemara says here a statement. And he's saying, my father allowed in 47, and I'm going to allow even 45. And why were there more mekel? Because you take into account also the klippers, the shells, as the Gemara is going to explain later. He brought a story in the name of Rebbe. The Rebbe allowed an egg if you have 50. Yes, if there's 50, you should be fine. So it was more mekel by eggs than what we said before. So the Gemara said in the name of Rebbe Chanino, והירק והקליפים והמים מצטרפים. When you have eggs that are cooked and you have vegetables over there and you have the peels, you have the shells of the egg and you have water in this cooking, all that is mitzvah mevatel the iser. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeiru v'isur mitoichon. You just can cheshben the shells of the eggs that are mutter to be mevatel the iser. But the iser, all I'm counting in the iser is the egg itself. I'm not going to count the shell of the egg, of the iser. According to this shita, I'm just ignoring the shell of the egg as if it's not here. I'm looking at the egg of iser as the egg only, and you look at everything else with the shells. Avuna comes to say a bigger kula. He says you're going to count the shells of the egg as part of the cheshbon to be matir. They will be mitzarf to the heter to cancel the egg of iser. Says the Gemara, when do we count the shells? Only if he cooked the eggs with their shells. And another condition, shlukus b'shlukus. It needs to be that you have the egg of iser with its shell being cooked together with the eggs of heter with their shells. Continues the Gemara and the Zion would base. Aval shokum beitzim klufus b'sheinim klufus. But if he took eggs, they have no shells, that they're mutter. And he cooked them with eggs of iser, even though they do have shells. Hosheinim klufus b'klufus. Or the opposite, that the eggs of iser are without shells and the eggs of heter have shells. So meaning if the first condition that they both have to have shells is not met. Or the second condition. What's the second condition? We have shlukos, b'shem shlukos. You have your mixture of eggs that some of them are cooked, some of them are not cooked. Tzrichim shir acher. So then we do not add the shells, we don't add the peels of the egg to the mix. I mean, the only time that I could just look at the shells of the egg and add that to the mix is only these both conditions are met, they both have shells and they both are cooked. But if not, you have to have a different shiurim. Sometimes you have to have less, sometimes you have more. You don't just count the shells as part of the cheshbon in that simple matter. Says the Gemara now, Giuli Beitzi Mutarim. The pshat that Chaim explains is Giuli Beitzi means if the egg came out of the chicken too early, it wasn't fully cooked or fully matured to come out, can you eat it or not? The din is mutarim, you could eat it. Now how do we know the Lashon Giul is a Lashon of Nifalim, meaning a premature egg? Because the pasuk says in Iyoiv, Shoyro Iber Velo Yagil. The shor will be pregnant, meaning the cow will be pregnant, and it will not have a miscarriage, it will not have the child too early. So you see, Lashon Agola means it comes out too early. Beitziv Shikrimu, if you have eggs and in there you have a little krum, which means you have a little bit of a shape of the body of the chick, Harelo Asuris, even though it's not fully formed, it's still also because you consider it to have a chick inside. Muzaris, eggs that grew not from a male and female, but just the female chicken sat on the ground and heated it up, and that's where they came. Hanefesh yafa toichal, you can eat it, but it's something that an istris doesn't want to eat. It's only nefesh yafa. Nefesh yafa means a person who doesn't really care so much, doesn't disgust him to eat this type of eggs, so he can eat these eggs. Says the Gemara, matzo beim dam, if you have eggs and you find blood in the eggs, koylif mokam adam, you remove the place of the blood. Says the Gemara of Zeir, Salim Mavakul of Chia Bereid of Yitzchok at Ushayev. Zeir went to visit Rav Chia Bereid of Yitzchok. Ashkhe Yosef, he saw him sitting. Omer Oishonu Ela Beloivin Chelmon, Av Beloivin Chelboin Mutter. When blood is an issue, only when you find it in the yolk of the egg, in the yellow of the egg. But you find it in the white of the egg, it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, Hu Sovar Du Gabei Min Avose. He thought it was a mysterious that he got it from his father. Also, Avobisha Beichonon, and he said the name of Beichonon, Ben Chelbon, Ben Chelmon Osir. If you find blood in the yolk or in the white, wherever you find blood, it's Osir. So the Gemara Tani Rav Chalavtim and Shaul, the Arab Reis of Chalavtim and Shaul brought Chelmon Osir, Chelbon Mutter, like the first Shmuel, that only the yellow of the egg blood is a problem, not in the white of the egg. And adds the Gemara of Zeira Adam Aron Bechelmon Osir, where we said that if it's the yellow, it's Osir, Keshemotso Bimokum Zechruso Shechelmon. The place of connection between the yolk and the white. There's one place where the yellow of the egg connects to the white. It looks like a knot that connects the yellow to the white. That's where the blood is a problem. Even when you talk about the white of the egg, it's also asur, but if you find in that place of the knot, now here there's different girsas, the next two words, some take away the next two words, some say the girsa is shel chelboin, if you found it in that place of the chelboin, because that place of connection, that's where the chick is being created. Meaning the blood is not an issue on its own. The blood is an issue, according to this Yerushalmi, only when that's where there's a creation, there's a beginning of a chick, of a Efroyach being created. So if it's in the place of Zechusoy, and that's the area where the Efroyach is being created, so then it's an issue. But if you have blood in other places, that's not going to be an issue in the egg. Now the way that many of them refresh in the studio Yerushalmi, this goes back to what we said before. Before we said you find blood, you just remove the blood, you can eat the rest. But if you find b'mokum zechus, so you find that place of connection, so then the entire egg is also, you can't just remove the egg. And the Losh of Shulchan Aruch in Yeridel, Simen Tzavich Vos, Siv Gimel is as follows. Nimtzol le'a kor dam, you find a little blood, zoyrik es adam, you throw the blood, v'yichel es hashay, you can read the rest. V'hu shiritza b'chelma, that's what you find in the white of the egg. Ava nimtzol b'chelma, in the yellow, in the yolk, kol ha-beit sasur. That's how the Shulchan Aruch learns the Yerushalmi. Says the Ramah, the Yeshua, some learn, the Imtzal Kesher Achel, but you find it in that connection, and the knot, the Gavi Bechutz, also outside, so then, Okola Beitza Asura. The Yesh Machvim, some Machvim more, the Kol Shen Imtzal Kesher, find that connection, Shachel, but if you learn his passion, even though the blood did not spread out, it's also, the entire egg is also. Concludes the Ramah and says, Umizen is pashas haminig b'medinoy seil. That's why we have a minig in our medinas. Lesor kol beitza sheyesh badam. We say every egg that has blood in it, it's osur. Vein mechalki min chelmo in chelbon. We don't be chaluka because sometimes the egg is osur. Sometimes it's not. You find blood, you throw the egg away. So the shittas and halach are connecting to this Yerushalmi. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Tav Tzadik Zayin.